Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, Ilona Europa, Accent on LA Talk Radio every Monday, 6 till 7 p.m. Pacific time. I'm hoping that the whole world is watching us and listening to us, because what can I say? LA Talk Radio, when you Google, we are number one for sure when it comes to talk show. Then congratulations to LA Talk Radio. Right now, you know, again, Mondays are my favorite days, and I think people hate Mondays. Do you like Mondays?
Oh, I love Mondays.
Do you? Yeah. Do you like Mondays?
Yeah, I think Mondays are started a weekend if you...
Do you, man?
You know, I'm not really mad at Monday.
I love it. But in the meantime, everybody, I hope, sense that we all have an accent. Show is called Accent On, which means that most of my guests have charming accents. I have Polish accent. Peter?
Polish.
Polish accent when it comes to DJ Freddy.
Cameroon.
That's an unusual one. You got a little mixture of some people talking. You do me.
Zimbabwe.
This is like the coolest show ever. We have everybody from everywhere, and we all speak beautiful in own ways, and we have also something that not so many people, I think, bring to this show. We have our creativity, we have our ideas, we are changing a little bit music taste in America, hopefully. You have your own vision how nightlife in LA and not only supposed to look, and I don't want even to say that Mr. Peter Vrubel brings to us, third month on the road, some type of alcohol that everybody needs to try.
To get everybody drunk.
You know, it sounds like alcohol. We're not supposed to really pitch alcohol, but this is something so magical. Yeah. It's like chocolate with...
A little kick.
A big kick. Then even when I want to say that this is the amount of alcohol that I'm trying to drink in a time of my show, but really can give you a little buzz, then be careful with children around. Say, Mommy, I like this chocolate milk. No, honey, this is not chocolate milk. But can you show us the bottle, Peter?
Yes, of course.
We are talking to owner of Cuckoo Liqueur, Peter Vrubel. Yes, you see, people? Cuckoo. Everybody is trying to learn this sound that only a few birds can do on the tree. But yes, you really want to smile when you drink this delicious alcohol. Then, okay, let's start from Peter Vrubel from Cuckoo Liqueur. You are here. You have your segment on LA Talk Radio. We love you. Not only because you bring this delicious drink, because you are charming, very well educated, and you are a man with passion. Passion. And you are founder and creator of this great alcohol. Short, remind people from the beginning, how did you come out with this idea?
Yes, of course, my pleasure to remind about Cuckoo again and again and again.
Yes, we have a lot of new people probably listening to
it. It's my family recipe from my grandfather to my father over 100 years ago. And I did start it in 2006 just for fun, for my family and friends. And that's how it started. And now I'm climbing up to show the world the Cuckoo, so be global, so everybody can enjoy this delicious pure Belgium dark chocolate mixed with finest of spirits and dark rum infused. It's no artificial flavors, like drinking candy bar. We call this liquid chocolate with a kick.
That's beautiful. You have this pitch very nicely said. But you're the hardest working person that I know, really, because you need to meet people and let them taste your alcohol.
Yes.
Because, you know, a it's just very hard to make people buy something new. It's a lot of hustling, but this is American dreams. You really cannot do anything, starting from music, starting for beautiful promotion or pictures or whatever we do. This is the place to be. I'm talking America, yes. And even when we have competition, we still need to find what sets us apart from the rest of people. Then even when we think this is a alcohol that has a chocolatey taste, it's got a twist. It's strong in a way.
It's 20%. It's not strong. Some people ask me, is the liquor there?
Really?
I'm like, oh, really? You don't taste alcohol?
No.
I'm really surprised, but...
You tried many times?
Oh, yes.
Are you afraid of trying one or two, or you are like you can drink three whole night?
I can handle Cuckoo.
You can?
Yeah, me and Cuckoo are friends.
No. DJ Freddy, when it comes to you, did you try it already?
Yeah.
And what do you think that makes you like, what mood brings to you?
I'm actually a fan of chocolate, so anything with chocolate is always good. So I think it's a winner. So.
And, you know, I like it because, like I said, it's sweet. It's not too sweet. And you can do so much with this drink. You will tell us a little bit, Peter, later, because the twist of cocoa liqueur is just wonderful. You can use it for...
anything.
Oh, coffee.
Coffee, in a coffee, ice cream, cheesecakes, fruits, nuts, banana sugars, strawberry, martinis, coconut martinis.
And the weirdest things that you told me outside of that, all of that, that some people put when they bake meat?
Yes.
Or before?
Baking and cooking as well. I have chefs, they cook with cuckoo, even to sushi, those sauces with the sesame and off. Oh. You know, flame with the butter.
Probably the chocolate caramelized or something. It's just it's
and mole sauces are amazing. Mexican people love it. The chocolate, to their even dry ice cream and tres leches. You can do a lot of stuff. So many applications.
No, then I think we started the accent on perfectly. Then we have tiny little bit sip of this gorgeous chocolate or alcohol chocolate or little tiny. I cannot do too much.
Cheers.
Yum. I think it's so funny because most of our guests or friends who are coming to Early Talk Radio, they know now that Peter is coming and he's like little line, can we try? I would like to try again. You know, we are doing good job here. Okay, Peter, thank you for a moment. We have with us wonderful, wonderful producer, wonderful DJ, man who could sit here and do much better maybe job than me.
No, I can't.
And because you were working at CBS for 9 years, and we'll talk about this a little bit. Yeah. And your name is?
DJ Freddy Mox.
Okay, clearer.
DJ Freddy Mox.
And your when you spell your name, Freddy is with one?
One D, F-R-E-D-Y.
You got me there. I was like, DJ Freddy. DJ Freddy. What's wrong? And I'm like, what the? My English is funky when I'm still writing. I don't trust myself. I was going so many times to do me emails. I'm like, what am I doing wrong? And I still didn't see that it's just one D because I saw must be. Then everybody remember DJ Freddy. 1D.
1D.
F-R-E-D-Y.
That's beautiful. You mentioned you are originally from Africa.
Correct.
How many years ago? You're a very young man. Gorgeous man.
Yeah, Africa is home for me, but I lived in several different... I lived in Europe for a while.
How many years did you live ago? Did you live in Africa?
How long ago did I move to the U.S.?
That's very good English. Repeat, teach me, man. How did you say it? Because I said, how did, whatever. But that wasn't English, but who cares? It's accent on. But I like. Yeah. Can you tell us correctly?
I've actually been a U.S. citizen for 19 years now.
Okay.
But I always travel so much, so home is... the next
wherever
city,
you
the
are,
next city I'm at.
No. Older you are getting, look at me. You're still missing your country, and it's like, oh, I really miss my country.
Yeah.
Are you visiting your country back?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Right now they have some political instability going there, but home is home. So
exactly.
Yeah. Family there?
Yeah, definitely.
Mama.
My both parents have passed away. Actually,
oh, I'm so sorry.
No,
same here.
Life has the process. the journey.
I don't agree. We're supposed to live forever. I wrote song like
I
that.
I like that idea.
Although I wrote live forever like till death too. Do us part.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, okay. Then that's very exciting. Why did you choose Europe as a next step?
I didn't choose Europe. My mother is actually from the south of France, from Marseille, and we lived in the south and I schooled in Paris. And
lucky you speak another how many languages do you speak?
Like five.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, sweet people, young people in America. You know, it's just, I have a beautiful daughter, obviously, and one thing that she is so angry at me that I didn't speak Polish to her. I was barely speaking English. That I was looking at my 2, 3, 4 years old American daughter. Teach me! Yeah. Teach mama! Teach mama! Then really, and my husband then, he didn't speak Polish. Then it was really rude almost to try to communicate with child. And I wanted to learn English. And I was so happy when she went to school because then she really was talking to me properly. And she was my school in this country. But I made big mistake that I really didn't teach her Polish. And now she's learning on her own. A little bit with me, it drives me crazy because it's crazy language. But 5 languages. And when you go to Europe, most of our friends are speaking 3, 4 languages, like, no problem, you know. And in America now, even when I know so many people learn Spanish and they try, but somehow the language...
That's why it's a joke about it. I don't know if I can say.
Yeah, okay. This is uncensored show. You can joke.
Okay. How do you call the guy who speaks 3 languages?
Trilingual?
Yeah.
Okay.
2 languages?
Bilingual.
One language?
Okay.
American.
Then please, if we can...
I am American now, so...
If we can change something about this beautiful country is to just make our children to learn more languages. Yeah. But this doesn't come out easily. You need to travel. And most of Americans really are afraid of traveling outside of America or Hawaii or Mexico. This is like they only spend vacation there. Then you will never make your child fall in love with another country and start learning the culture.
Another language.
And then being like DJ Freddy, influenced because he's producer and also writes and his own music, then that's what is so special about you, that you love international flavor.
I've actually lived in different places of my background. I was born in Africa, lived in Europe, lived in Latin America, traveled, live here now. So I carry all of that, those sounds with me, and studying music and studying production, and working with so many different people from around the world. It actually helps build the international catalog. So and music is truly the universal language. I've done music with people that we don't share any language. Mm-hmm. I've had a drummer from China work on a song with me. He doesn't speak one word in English, and I don't speak Chinese either, and we were able to look at the music, look at the music sheet, and they're okay, yeah, this is the arrangement, and we're about to play and without even talking. Yeah, and, yeah, so
beautiful. Beautiful set.
Yeah, I really don't think there's another form of communication that's better than music. And also, you can't get mad when you're playing music. I've never seen anybody like DJing and like upset or you're playing the guitar on stage in a concert and you're just mad. You could get mad at some point, but I think it brings a lot of joy to our hearts. And I'm very, very
lucky.
I'm thankful to be able to
have this talent.
Have
first.
Music, yeah. Have the talent, and also to have my passion be what I actually do for a living. I think that's amazing.
And doing stuff for living in this beautiful country of America again means that you are able to earn money doing
exactly
what you love to do. That's a big accomplishment.
Yeah. That's true. That's a blessing. That's amazing.
That's, you know, I'm just very proud of all of us that we are able to survive and survive hopefully well and better and do our passion, because it's not so easy for Americans to set themselves up, not for the failure, but for like growth. And I think that's all what we do. All of us have certain type of businesses that we are growing and we are passionate about. Yeah. DJing is one of them, producing is another for you. Then we'll be talking a little bit about DJing, where you DJ, where we can find you, where we can listen to your set, or what the set represents. And that would be very exciting. But to me, as a singer-songwriter and also producer for so many artists, I was so excited to fall in love with your songs.
Oh,
because,
you
know, not I'm judging anybody. Music is a wonderful, any style of music. Mm-hmm. But some songs are, to me, very, very hot and great, and I respond like, wow, good, I love your song. Then I don't know if I want to start from great music. Then do you like I'm Sorry first or Step Tonight? Which one?
Yeah, we'll go start with Step Tonight. I could bring that in for you. Step Tonight, I co-wrote with T. Grown. He's actually a singer and rapper sometimes. He prefers singing. He's based in he's from Kansas, and we recorded a song in Dallas. Actually, we finished the recording last. So you see, there's a lot of live instruments in it and the arrangement. And
that's what we also love, because I know you love electronica producing, but you are adding live.
I think I'll call my sound more hybrid. I love to mix electronic and live sounds, guitars on synths and stuff like that. Yeah.
You know, later in a show, I will play a little bit of my, I call this Rocktronica, because a few years ago, I created an album with Josh Harris, really very known producer also, and I didn't shut up my phone. I didn't yet. people love me or something, I don't know. But, but yes, and I was thinking how to bring the dance floor and marry with something of rock. And I like the sound of rock with electronica. And Rocktronica is still 12 songs are ready to be soon be heard. But I'm playing one or two songs from this album too. Let's right now focus on your talent. Then we have Stop Tonight.
Yeah,
that's what we are listening to.
Grandma dancing to this wiggling like she was just 30. Grandpa fired up the grill, he got the brisket on early. And my cousin just arrived, you know they all rolling dirty. Don't ask what Uncle smoking on, just take one look at the cherry. All families in the building to witness how I get with it. When it's a party, no gimmicks, we mixing Bacardi Limit in it. The stage table set, the dominoes is next. And all my nieces in the streets trying to do the step. Come on. Step to the left, step to the right. Wiggle out the waist, put your hands high like this. Clap your hands just like this. Come on, come on. Step to the left, step to the right. Wiggle at the waist, put your hands high like this. Clap your hands just like this. Come on, come on. You can do it. There's nothing to it. Cause it's a party and we came here to dance all night. Fresh out the oven, so show me something. Rocking out and we about to get kicked, so make your way out to the dance floor, whether sober or drunk. Tell the fine girl that you been eyeing on that. Let her know the situation and the timing is right now. So it's all good in the life of both schools. Step into the song like a Gomez supposed to. Come on. Step to the left, step to the right. Wiggle at the waist, put your hands high like this. Clap your hands just like this. Step to the left, step to the right. Wiggle at the waist. Show me something.
to the right, wiggle the waist, hands high.
DJ Freddy, Step Tonight.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Step to the left, step to the right. You can do it. You can dance. You have party tonight. And that's the flavor that we'll be hearing when we are going to listen to your set, hopefully. And
Thank you.
You are sneaking your own production between the sounds.
I don't think it's sneaking. I'm at a place now where
your power is mine.
Play it for real.
You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes... Sometimes producers or sometimes the singers, when they have a lot of people that already are known, they, you know, okay, now is my song. How the public will be reacting.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. You're sneaking our talent because we are shy people. And musicians are not arrogant. We
That's true.
The outside world, we look maybe like we know everything. But really, we are very nervous. And when new song comes out to the, you know, waves, at radio especially, that's very, very hard, you know. It's like really Child is Born. Was this premiere or you already had a chance to play somewhere?
This is actually like a more extensive premiere. We actually still shooting the videos for the intro and stuff like that. Doomy actually is producing one of the videos.
Wow, Doomy!
For the
Everything stays in family. Oh, we loved it. Okay, that accent on one more time. LA Talk Radio. We, in a way, we have a premiere, a small premiere or bigger premiere, whatever we want to call, because after this show, people will go crazy for this one. Step Tonight. We want to dance to it. We want
It's actually available right now on Spotify, YouTube, and on every digital platform. They could download it and listen for free.
Because you are creating or you created already your EP, yes? It's like... Six songs? How many songs did you release?
I think we're actually like in a singles market. I make music all the time and I work with so many different people. So I put music out as we go.
Still we want compilation. You have so many singles. Put them in one, you know, and we now have you in one place. I so said that singles, that CDs are almost gone.
It's gone. Like, CDs are gone. Nobody sells. But anyway, make money from people listening, from streaming. So.
No, but then, you know, you go with Cuckoo Liquor.
And,
and you have somebody, you have party, you want, want to play. Where is you have your playlist? But that was something romantic about LPs, of course.
Yeah,
and
CD. I know. I'm actually going to have vinyls. I could get you a vinyl for this.
I would love it.
For these songs. And,
this is a really, really hooky, very hooky, very danceable. Yeah. And, you know, it's one of those danceable... that just stays with you under your skin because it's not so forceful. It's just getting you under your skin and wants to make you dance. I love it. Okay, then if we want to hear your set, hear your sound, you have a places that you are playing, yes?
Yeah, I DJ for W Hotels. So I went in Hollywood, Dallas, and different places, and different places around LA. Information is always on my social media pages at Freddy Mox on Instagram, Facebook, and all that. So,
Are you ready for private parties too?
Yeah.
Do you like to do that?
Yeah. Any way I could make people dance and smile and things.
Okay, then DJ Freddy, if you would like to contact DJ Freddy, of course we can go to Facebook. We can go contact you
to Instagram and
under your name.
Yeah, and. At Freddy Mux, F-R-E-D-Y, just one D, M-U-K-S.
Or go to, of course, my page, Accent on LA Talk Radio. All information will be there 2 hours after the show. You can listen over and over already to this one. Some download even. Sorry, you will not get paid. But, you know, people can listen to the radio, all this radio show, and just enjoying your music. Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Then what is the next project?
I'm always working on a bunch of things at the same time. And one of the things I'm actually working on right now is working on getting a category for Afropop music on the Grammys. Actually, I was speaking the other day at the Grammy Museum to the Grammy Task Force and the governance body of the Grammy, and we also have a hashtag for that, which is a Grammy for Africa. I'm the one that's pushing that and had a conversation with the president of the Grammy, and that's what I'm passionate about right now.
I see concerts coming, I see really big events because people will go crazy. The rhythm is there, pulse is there, you know, and talent is, of course, there, and bringing people from all around the world who really love the style, you know. Ah, gosh. Okay, you have something really big. That's a big, big project. That's a really big project.
And I have to say, I think he's a little downplaying it. I mean,
thank you, with him. Manager.
We literally went to the LA Live Grammy Museum.
Yes.
So, I mean, like, when I'm talking about the, you know, president, like, everyone, the people you need to talk to make this happen. So it's not like just a little hashtag on Instagram or Twitter.
Then which means that we have a lot of people who are already supporting this movement.
Who actually matter, you know? And it was just, it's really, really a great thing that he's doing, because I think Africa really does need more representation on these big stages, you know?
Absolutely. Or
like, Africa deserves it. If you listen to a lot of even just a... not just some of the older, like, you know, Michael Jackson's, like you had mentioned, with the Mama Say, Mama Sa, Makusa, whatever, mm-hmm. but like, even if you listen to like people like Drake and all these people, they have a lot of Afro pop in their music now, you know.
Absolutely.
It's crossed over.
If you I'm thinking that's even like a smaller part of it. A lot of music from American gospel to rock and roll to a lot of genres came from Africa and got translated into the rock and roll came from African music. And
but now we'll be having Focus. Then if you can give us the hashtag one more time.
Blood. It's A Grammy for Africa, the number 4. A Grammy.
A Grammy for
Africa.
4 as a number.
Number 4, yes.
Oh, A Grammy for Africa. Then everybody go and check this and join.
They'll be able to see a snippet of my speech at the Grammy Museum and also other links and stuff.
Like, your Instagram is very, very cool. You have a lot of nice pictures and stuff like that. That's okay, too. Then hopefully people will be going and visiting you, too. We have one more song. Okay, who was the gentleman again who sang his name?
The singer on the song was Tigrón from Kansas, Missouri.
Is he sometime coming to LA?
He comes. He writes for a lot of people, and I've worked with him for over 10 years, and we have a few other songs that we're working on that are actually going to be released pretty soon.
Are you playing instruments also?
Yeah, I play keyboards, bass, drums, guitars, of course.
This not of course. You play everything. What do you need? Don't need anybody.
Oh, no. That's
good that you had the Chinese drummer. Don't play drums. God, thank you.
No, I play drums. But
you do.
it's so funny. Like, every song that I do, you hear a sound, and for some reason, I will know the person I want to play. I want this person to play the bass. I can play bass. I know this person. I want this person to play the guitar. Because if you play everything every time, then you're probably making the same song every time with different names. So, every now and then I'll invite different people. If I want a live feel, I'll look for another drummer or another guitar player to come in and, you know, and play on it. So
wonderful.
Yeah. I work with a lot of people. Yeah,
that's what is the best. I love, because obviously I'm from Europe. Then we have our own style when it comes to dance music, and I'm crazy about dance electronica. That's how I try to, you know, break into music scene in America, thinking, you know, dance music is faceless. I don't need to be 15 years old, but I know I have something to offer. And I was right. I was really right. And a lot of great stuff happened from Billboard charts and stuff like that. And I was like, what to do now? I have no idea, because I didn't tour. I didn't do nothing. I had a lot of appearances in Vegas and clubs and stuff like that with DJs who I learned how important it is to really not break day motion when already they were so careful what song can go on which hour, which moment of the dance floor to not like break people apart, because it's so hard to bring people back. You know, then I was like admiring how hard the DJs are working. But then, you know, you are in France, and I'm sure you have the four to the floor in you, you too. Then I want a little bit to play Ilona Europa and Club Junkies from UK. They produced this track, and Josh Harris also work on Rocktronic album, which, like I said, I will be releasing soon. Ilona Europa, Eternal Kiss.
Kiss, a ritual skin to lighten. We're falling in love.
Tired. I feel like New Year or something. Yeah. We're supposed to just drink cocoa liquor, dance to Eternal Kiss, a learning step to the left, step to the right with DJ Freddy, and later we'll be saying, I'm sorry, I don't know for what, but that's the title of your song. Then you know what, maybe we are, I will be very tired in the end of the show. But anyway, dance music and music, like I say, is something just so important. You know, like you cannot be, like you said, sad and angry.
You cannot be upset, like no. Dancing. Yeah.
It's like you like people around too, you know?
Yeah.
And again, you need to have your cuckoo liquor with you, which will make your girlfriend or wife really, really happy. And just life is beautiful because of that. Okay, do me.
Yes, ma'am.
We love you.
Thank you. I love you too. I did a lot of research since the last time we met. And I you know, I checked out all your albums and all your work and everything. You've got a huge library of work.
I know. This is like, it's just so, thank you so much first for putting time to know me better.
Of course, yeah.
I did the same because you are my guest and I have no choice. But you had a choice to not do that, but you did, and thank you so much. You know, I think we have something very cool going on. We all are coming, like I said, from different countries.
Yeah.
We love music. We love people. We like them to be happy. And what is the best time for that than nightlife?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And in a way, we think America, we are in America, then we need to little complain that this is the place, then nightlife is happening hot and stuff like that. And I think we are teaching people to spend the night outside of the house because people like to sit in front of TV and they're scared.
Yeah.
I think they have right to be scared. It's a little scary out there. It's really scary out there.
It's a crazy world.
It's a crazy... Something is wrong. You know, I don't...
Good crazy.
And then you good go crazy, to yeah. European There's countries or whatever, and it's just after 10, somehow people on the streets, they laugh, they dance, young people are going alone to schools on the buses. No, mama is not... Text me, call me, where are you, where are you? Like, you know, my daughter is 24 and she's texting me every 1 hour because I'm scared if I don't hear from her, you know, is something wrong? Then I think we as a group, we are teaching people here or trying to ease out this lifestyle of here.
Yes.
And you really try to make a difference. You got your own business. What is the business about?
Yeah, so LA Club Picks, it's my nightlight portfolio for my photography business. And for nightlife, you know, what I really love about it, it's really all about fun. You know, if I had like a motto for my life, it would probably be hashtag hello fun. You know?
Hello fun. Hello kitty. Hello fun. I like that. Don't make this published. This is first time on LA Talk Radio. No accent or nobody can touch it. Hello fun.
Well, yeah.
Beautiful hashtag.
I appreciate that vote of confidence. But yeah, you know, because when I'm doing the pictures and everything, so like it's funny, one of his events, Hollywood Brunch and Beats, I met this, we were doing it out in Hollywood, right on Hollywood Boulevard, so everybody walks in, right? A lot of tourists and everything. There was this one tourist who came in, he had to have been about maybe 60, 70 years old, I'm not sure, older gentleman, right? You'd think he wouldn't even like care about all this like young people having fun type thing, whatever, right? He comes in with his, he sees me with my cameras and my lighting and everything, and he pulls out of his backpack. He had this huge
giant
backpack.
Camera.
I mean, giant, like probably $8,000, $9,000 lens alone, you know what I mean? With like, I don't know how expensive the camera is. So I'm like, oh, okay, all right, you know, whew. I'm going to be outdone this time, right? he watches me work for a little bit, and he was like, so this is the thing. So he told me what he did, and he did a lot of wildlife. And
the National Geographic.
So like National Geographic, Discover Magazine, all
do
that stuff.
Do we know his
like
name?
You got me on that one.
Only do you have his name?
I do. I can.
You know what? Because
he's
I,
off the grid. He's not on Facebook. He's not on Instagram.
But if we send him a link to LA Talk Radio that we are talking about him, he could be your friend forever.
I've got his email address and his phone number in Australia. And that's it. He doesn't even do like all this like, you know, like he's off the grid. Like he lives in the nature pretty much. He's got a beautiful house out there and everything. But it's very much off the grid, you know, solar power, you know, borehole water.
But something was worth it, what you were doing for him to take this big $8,000 lenses and shoot what?
And what he said was, you know, what I love about what you're doing is that with me, I capture the moment. That's what he does, right? But he said that when he looks at what I do, he said, you create the moment.
And you create the mood. And you can relieve the mood.
He was like, I just sit there and I wait for the animals to show up and whatever, and then I capture it, right? Yeah. And it's beautiful, still beautiful, still great and beautiful. But he was like, you know, and that's what I do love about the nightlife photography is that a lot of the times, you know, when I have the people in front of me, I'll usually just have them take a couple pictures where it's just do whatever they want. And then after that, I'm like, all right, guys, time to do a crazy face. Or do you want to do a paparazzi photo burst, you know? And people just have so much fun. You know, the last event that we did together, I can't tell you how many people came back to me and said, that was so much fun.
Aww.
You know?
Okay, no,
like,
then
that
next.
That was so much fun, you
next
know?
Question. We have two of you working together in a way. I know you are working for so many events, but
yeah.
If we want to get in touch with you, how we can find you? Because we can also ask you to join us for our events. Yes,
yeah.
Whatever events. Then could you give us one more time?
So laclubpics.com is the website. So it's just like it sounds, LA as in Los Angeles, club as in nightclubs, which is, you know, nightlife, right? So laclubpics and then PICS. The email address is all there, but it's also a pretty easy email address. Where the party at?
Oh, that's cool.
laclubpics.com. That's it. Where the party at laclubpics.com.
Where the party? Now I'm asking you, where is the next party? Where is the party? Where is the next one for people who listen?
Where the party at laclubpics.com.
Do we have some event that you think we need to pitch or we would love to pitch? Like I said, you are a friend. You all are a friend to Accent On. Then please, if something is important, even call in. You know, you can call for 2 minutes, three, and say, okay, you know, hey, Accent On people. That's what's going on. Then always welcome. Just write me short notes and
thank
we
you.
Can pick up the phone and just give you a little shout out. But do we have something that you would like to talk near future?
I'll call you.
Okay. We have this beautiful song that is called I'm Sorry. Why I'm Sorry?
The song I'm Sorry came about... like the truth is in relationships. Sometimes people are in relationships, they're not really there, and because of one reason or the other, they stay there and they try to make it work. So I'm sorry is, sorry I'm about to tell you the truth. Even though the truth might be too much.
It's not you, it's me.
It's not you, it's me.
That's perfect breakup song. Okay, who is the singer?
The singer on this one is Amber Jay. She's from Canada. Actually, Amber is going to be flying into the U.S. I think sometime next week for the video shoot and then got an appearance this year too.
Will
she's
stay
an amazing singer.
Longer?
She probably will be here for about a week or 2 weeks we'll be in studio and also filming on
video
for the
for
video
this.
And stuff like that.
You know, of course, you know, I have again Monday from 6 to 7 Accent On is here. Then the mostly I'm pre-booked, but if it's around Monday or something, just call me and maybe we can find a time to
have
in our studio too. I like the song a lot.
Thank you. Do you listen to it a lot?
Yeah, because obviously you have amazing, amazing friend, gentleman, person who works with you.
Yeah.
Dumi, you are just so good when it comes to responding and sending everything on time. Then I had time, you know, because sometimes people send 5 minutes before show, which is okay, no big deal. But yeah, it's good for me to know what I'll be listening to again on the show.
Advance, yeah.
Okay, is this premiere or we already somebody played before us?
Not on the media, actually. So this is the premiere. This is the world premiere of I'm sorry.
I love it because a lot of my friends who are from all around the country, they say they really believe that if they play premiere, that song will be having luck. Then I'm not saying big success, but success, we don't measure success because we want to capture the audience, and song always will find the audience. And it's this is a great song too.
This is what success is to me right now. You're listening and we are listening. So
lovely. Then again, name of the girl, lady.
Her name is Amba Jay.
Amba Jay. Yeah. And she's originally from?
From Toronto, Canada. She lives in Canada, actually.
Oh, wonderful. Hi. We want to say to you. Hi, and
she's amazing. Yeah.
I'm sorry, and DJ Freddy. Freddy looks on.
Can say to you, I know that my apology is overdue, so I paid the interest. I'll maybe invest in real estate if it ain't real, it's fake. So we make love and we fake love till we get back to the good stuff. And I'll tell you what you wanna hear, cause the truth will be too much. Let me tell you one more time.
We have a little break. We stop the song. Mm-hmm. I think we need to play one more time.
Okay. Yeah, I think so too. Yeah, I was wondering.
Say to you, I know that my apology is overdue, so I paid the interest. I'll maybe invest in real estate if it ain't real, it's fake. So we make love and we fake love till we get back to the good stuff. And I'll tell you what you wanna hear, cause the truth will be too much. Let me tell you one more time. Why are we even fighting it all? We both want this to end, so can we? Can we stop the lying so we can start again? So we make up and we fake love till we get back to the good stuff. And I'll tell you what you wanna hear, cause the truth will be too much. Let me tell you one more time. And I'll tell you what you wanna hear, cause the truth will be too much. Let me tell you one more time. I apologize. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
We love this song. It's so hard to say I'm sorry. She did beautifully. Yeah, we really believe
amazing.
Her.
She's amazing.
Very, yeah. Very good. In a way, I would love you to meet the voice of my daughter, okay. Natasha Mira. And I think you will like this song too. She sings in very different styles. She has her own style that is more score, music score. But also she works with a lot of people and they just stretch what she will not do on her own because she co-writes with other people too. But that's I think awesome. It's a cool song. And it's also a woman asked for to be loved the way she is. Yeah. I don't know. Kukuli Kerr, I think you really help every broken heart to heal. Yeah, even when we play really beautiful, soulful songs right now, I think, again, Kukuli Kerr, thank you so much.
Thank you.
For the mood. Okay, the way, oh yeah, love me the way you are.
I've tried, but I've lost all my control. In the shadows, the fear that runs through my veins takes over my mind and I go insane. I've tried, but somehow I can't let go. You say you love me, but then you leave me. And in the end, you take it all away. How can you love me if you could leave me? And in the end, there's nothing left to say. Tell me that you love me the way I am. Tell me I wasn't a pawn in your greater plan. I can't act like it was a surprise, 'cause I saw the light dim in your eyes. Leave me, oh, love me the way. Somehow still can't let go. In the shadows of fear that run through your veins, takes over your mind and drives you insane. You try, but somehow still lost control. Yeah, you said you loved me, but then you left me. And in the end, you took it all away. How could you love me if you could leave me? If in the end, there's no.
Natasha Mira, hit genius. Love me the way you are. The way you are. I suppose know this title. Ah! Bad mother. Anyway, Natasha Mira. Anyway, today in the studio we are listening and we are joining a really good moment with friends of Peter Brubel, who brought them here. Cuckoo Liquor brought to us, to our studio, DJ Freddy with his amazing music. And I will say one more time, I'm sorry. We listen to the song premiere on Accent on LA Talk Radio, Step Tonight. Also, your production, and I'm just really loving your talent.
Thank you. I think you are very, very special.
When it comes to Mr. Nightlife Picks. Thank you so much for being here and making probably amazing also photos for us. And
Thank you so much.
Please welcome anytime. We'll be playing music. If you have some great singers that you think we're supposed to listen to, because we are here creating the movement, another movement. We create another hashtag. We want the world to hear what Accent On, put Accent on some talents that we have here.
Thank you, DJ
Freddy. How people can find you?
On Instagram or all social media, Freddy Mux, FREDYMUKS.
Wonderful. Dumi?
And LA Club Picks. So laclubpicks.com or at LA Club Picks on all social media.
Cuckoo Liquor.
CuckooLiquor.com, KOOKOO. LIQUEUR.com. Cuckoo!
Cuckoo! And we didn't talk too much today because I still want to know. You had bananas, cut bananas here. You had something really special, and we decided to not to do that because people will be hating us when we decide to just enjoy so much the greatness of this drink. But what was it?
Banana sliced with nuts and whipped cream.
Oh, gosh. And we said no to that?
Yes, you said no to that.
But I know that we have time
after
the show.
I was thinking about the, you know, coconut martini you posted about. I'm like, damn, so I should bring the shakers.
Yeah, especially when your hashtag, A Grammy, could you give us one more time?
A Grammy for Africa.
And then, you know, we really need a wonderful mood with this drink. What is the next event that we can find you and how we can get in touch with you one more time to order every woman who wants a bottle like that?
The liquid chocolate with the kick, cuckooliquor.com. You can find me on social media, on website. Check about the product. We have a lot of testimonies, new recipes. So this product, you can just go all over. You know, we call... I go cuckoo over you, so you can.
I like that too. And people are asking
next one
for.
Next going to be on the, you know.
People ask me for price. Could you tell? Not scare people.
Yeah, retail it's around $30, but you can find, you know, better prices. And I also we also lower the price to send out. It's only $19.99 because the shipping.
Yes.
So I just want people to taste it, to just introduce to the world. So it's very simple on the Facebook. It's the button shop now. You just press and.
Wonderful. And you know, if you order this bottle again, it's beautiful. Looks really like old world. And people will be asking you, the party will be enjoying not only the look of this bottle and the heaviness of this bottle, the taste for sure, but it's a story behind this alcohol. Then it's the really, really family recipe and got less spiritus. I don't know how we call spiritus in Poland, but spiritus then was before. This was very strong alcohol in my country, but now for whole world to enjoy, you needed to really go less,
20%.
That is really not
That's
so.
Just perfect.
Yeah, it's just perfect. Thank you so much, Peter Grubel. Thank you for
Thank
bringing
you so
your
much.
Wonderful
you.
Guest.
Wonderful.
You really,
Thank
really
you, Thank you so much.
Did great with the show. I'm so thankful to meet both of you. Okay, then I don't even know what to say. Hey, why not Little Faith, a song by Ilona Europa. 1 second and we are going bye-bye till next Monday.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.